Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Trevor Blake is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Trevor is a new friend. He is a serial entrepreneur. He's the founder of a number of companies. He's the founder and the CEO of QOL Medical, LLC, which focuses on solutions for rare diseases. Might get him to tell us a little bit about that in a little bit. He's the author of a new book called Three Simple Steps, A Map to Success in Business and Life. And boy, howdy, I could use a little bit of that. Trevor Blake, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Good to have you here. Trevor, when I told the audience you were coming, I was pointing out that so much of our energy and our effort is focused in what's in front of our eyes, which is, the bank, the customers, the marketplace, the economy, the government, all kinds of things that we see and hear that we think, okay, if I could just manage those things, I'll be fine. Those are my challenges. And we never realize that there's this whole conflict, this war, this game going on between our ears, this behind our eyes, that really we really need to get sorted out first, don't we?
Yeah, I think that's the big battle, actually. It's hard to become self-made if the decisions you make for yourself are based on other people's opinions. Mm-hmm. Because most times when you hit on something that is, you know, a moment of insight or an idea or inspirational idea, most times that gets killed by everybody around you or by the TV headlines or things like that. So you have to have the confidence in your own intuition to know the decision you've made, which may be counterintuitive or go against what the common opinion is. You have to have confidence that's the right thing for you. The only way you can do that is by controlling your mentality.
You know, there's something called availability cascade. I don't know if you're familiar with that term or not, mm-hmm. but it's a phenomenon where the more you hear something in the media, the more you believe it to be true, even if it's totally false. If you hear it enough, you not only believe it to be true, but you start taking steps to deal with that. It's called availability cascade. And so I'm gonna try to coin a new phrase here based on what you were just saying. And could we call it associate cascade or acquaintance cascade, where if the more we hear from people around us, that depending on what they're saying to us, that stuff, instead of taking it as just information and processing it as information, sometimes we let it land on us with an arrow, don't we?
Yeah, and you're hitting this on the head, because in Three Simple Steps, I've got some of the latest neuroscience data, and if you summarize all the data that's in the book, it shows that the brain behaves more like a muscle than we ever realized. So the more you expose it to a particular attitude or behavior, the more it hardwires to that, and eventually you become like that attitude behavior. Mm-hmm. So you start to mimic whatever you're accepting from your environment. So whichever label or title you use for it, it's a physical and scientific principle. And you have to be aware of that, because most people aren't aware of it. But once you get that self-awareness, then you can do something about it. So then you can control what you allow into your brain, and you can break the connection between obsession with the daily dose of sensational news headlines, that sort of
right,
thing.
Right, right. So, all right, so talk to us about mentality. Now, in the book, you define mentality, and let me find it here. You say mentality is defined as a habitual mental attitude that determines how you interpret and react to situations. The mentality equation has three elements, and you describe those three elements in the book: the situation, the thought, and the reaction. Talk to us about that.
Well, for most people, you can call Three Simple Steps a self-help book, but I personally am not a fan of self-help books, because so many are written by people who haven't tasted success, before they write about what it takes. And, I hope Three Simple Steps is different. You mentioned two companies. I've actually sold that company you mentioned. So I've started two companies for a few hundred dollars. I've sold each of them for over $100 million. So I feel that I've gained the credibility to stand up and say, this is what works, and this is how you get the American dream. And the key principle to all of that is that most people when they see something they don't like, or they hear somebody say something that they think is unfair, they have an instant, an immediate thought. Thoughts are created at the speed of light, so you can't, there's no such thing as positive thinking. It's an illusion. You can't stop that thought. It's hardwired. But what you can control is how you react to that. Now, for most people, their mentality is a habitual reaction. So they see something, they react. They have an immediate thought. They have an immediate emotional response. But what they don't realize is they just take a pause after that and react to the thoughts you've just had. That makes all the difference.
Say that again. Slow down and say that again, because I think you're onto something right here.
Well, you know, there's no such thing as positive thinking. So you see, or whatever you allow into your brain, you have an immediate thought about that. You can't do anything about it because you have 100 billion neurons making more connections than all the cell phones in the world. So you can't really step in front of that. You don't have time to think about it. So you have an immediate thought. But what you then have 100% control of is how you react to that thought. And so let's say you have a brilliant idea, and the first person you meet says, oh, don't be crazy, you're not good enough to do something like that. Well, most people will just let that get into their brain. They won't then stop and react. Well, you have to learn the mentality part of three simple steps, which is the first step, and you have to do them in this order because you've got to control that mentality. Right. Otherwise, when you get a great idea, you're not going to react to it.
There is one other mechanical thing that I think you can do along those lines, Trevor, and that is to make sure that you're judicious and discerning of who you listen to, who you ask questions of. Because there are people out there who their response to whatever it is that they're observing in you has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them.
It has to do with you being inside their comfort zone. Because, you know, when you start your own company, for most people, you're stepping outside your comfort zone, and it's a big, it's a huge, huge undertaking. It takes a lot of courage. But most people around you, when they see you try to make something of your life, it makes them uncomfortable and insecure.
Well, that's the thing, though. Find those people. I mean, if you're thinking about doing something that could be successful, don't ask a jealous person what they think.
Right. I would go further than that.
That's the mechanical part I'm talking about. You know, my friend Noah St. John says, you know, you should surround yourself with what he calls loving mirrors, people who you can count on to give you the truth, but to be in your best interest.
Yeah, and I think those people are probably rarer than they should be in our life.
I would
say don't ask anyone's opinion, because if it feels right to you, if it's in you, if your intuition says this is the right thing for me to do, then you just go with
that. But you got to be careful about doing what the journalists call reporting inside your head. You know, you have to road test things sometimes, and I just think you got to be careful with who you ask, because you could get derailed. We're going to be right back with more wisdom from Trevor Blake. The book is called Three Simple Steps. It's available wherever books are sold. Here's CCR to take us out.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.